Hi, and thank you for visiting Lifestyle Choices Podcast. This is your host, Joyce Wood. How are you? Well, I'm really glad you're here today, because today I am bringing up the topic of our teeth. Yep, and we're talking about having a facial for our teeth. Yeah, what? Like, what is this? Okay, so I'm going to give you a little story here. Okay, so first of all, our teeth have such an important role to play in our lives, right? I mean, they help us chew, digest food, they help us talk and speak clearly, and they also give our face some shape. And I know you all love your teeth, right? I do. And a simple smile also has its benefits. Can give us greater confidence, as well as influence in our social lives, careers, and relationships. Don't you just love it when you meet people that smile, or you see people with these big, beautiful smiles, and they just lights up the room? Yeah, smiling is great. Feeling a little negative? Try smiling. There is a connection. My mentor, Dr. Daisaku Ikeda, says, quote, "A smile is not a sign of happiness, but the cause of happiness." So it's true. If you're feeling negative, just make the extra effort to smile and see what happens. Try it for a day. Whatever is going on, just smile. You might feel a little weird and awkward. People might think you're a little crazy or whatever, but just try it. See what happens. See how you feel inside. And aside from that, I mean, the smile is fantastic. But did you know that our oral health and general health have a two-way relationship? Yeah, they directly affect each other. And oral diseases can cause poor general health. And poor general health can lead to oral health problems. Here's just a list of 10 health problems that dental issues have been associated with. Number one, heart disease. Eugh, that's enough to get you to brush. Some inflammation, like arthritis or joint problems. Unhealthy pregnancies. And in men, this is a difficult topic to bring up, but ED or erectile dysfunction. So you boys out there listening, instead of reaching for some sort of drug, like Cialis or one of that Viagra or whatever. Check in, find out what's going on with your teeth. Respiratory issues, pneumonia, bronchitis, even sinus health. And there's bacteria in our teeth that can contribute to cancer. Yeah, that was interesting. I didn't know this. And fertility issues. People that are trying to conceive, maybe even going through in vitro. Well, check out your teeth first before you spend all that money. Now this next one, it really got me thinking, boy, I really want to take extra care of my teeth. Brain cells? Yeah, the bacteria in our mouth aren't the only danger associated with gum disease. If you have tartar buildup, which is a result of bad hygiene, oral hygiene, your mouth also releases this substance that kills our brain cells. Yeah, combining this with oral bacteria entering our nerve channels and bloodstreams, the risk of dementia, Alzheimer's, just simple memory loss. Yeah, how many people do you know over 35 that go, oh, it's age-related, I can't remember anymore? Or maybe you have some elders in the hospital or nursing homes. Really help them with their oral health. You know, gosh, this one really brought me to attention. Like, what am I doing wrong? What can I do to improve? And then the two most severe areas are diabetes complications and kidney diseases. Yeah, our mouth, our gum health can affect diabetes and kidney diseases. Yep. But fortunately, good oral health can contribute to prevention by engaging in healthy lifestyle actions in addition to oral hygiene, like our nutrition, my next blog post, I'm going to go into that in a little bit more detail. And basic exercise, even stretching, but adequate sleep is a big one. Getting the right amount of sleep. But you know, these alone are great. Like, oh yeah, I got this all down. I'm brushing, I'm flossing, I'm eating so great, I'm exercising. There are other factors that affect our health that we may feel that this is just too challenging and they're really just out of our control. And they're creating all this extra stress, which affects our sleep, affects our diet, affects everything. These can be like income issues, lack of, or simply unsatisfying work. You hate to go to your job every day, feeling overwhelmed with too many bills and family and juggling everything. The responsibilities in life are endless, right? Or maybe it's just lack of friendships, satisfying friendships, or love. But you know, love can be experienced either in relationships or simply feeling love in living by itself, living for something that you just love. That can really keep us going in a positive direction. But all of this can contribute to this stress. And mismanaged stress is one of the top reasons people lose hope and interest in caring for themselves. Who cares, right? Let's hit the bar, have a drink, let's forget about it, or let's go get high. So having that kind of attitude, that behavior, it leads to unhealthy habits and more. We're sure surrounded by this in our community, aren't we? So these factors that I just mentioned are called social determinants in health. And these play a huge role in how we feel about ourselves, which directly affects our values and choices, you know? So there are solutions to all of this. But more importantly is no matter what we're going through, what we've been through, what we're going through currently, we can choose to love ourselves no matter what. This is most important. Another beautiful quote from my mentor, Daisaku Ikeda, says, quote, "Those who can smile are strong." So if you can make the cause to smile no matter what, yeah, you're strong. And he says, people of truth and integrity are cheerful. So if you're living towards something that you really love, that's really important to you, no matter what, I bet you are happy. He says that such people can face criticism and persecution with a dauntless smile, no matter what. And you know, the dentist isn't entirely responsible for this. It's up to us and how we care for ourselves at home. Starting with a healthy routine is the first step, you know? I mean, some of these problems that I talked about, you know, take time in finding solutions, but a simple dental routine can at least start making some effort in our health. Do you have a routine? It took me years until I found one. And I learned mine from a dental hygienist. She taught me how to properly floss, which I didn't really know how to do, and what type of brush. There's so many different kinds of brushes. Plain, you know, bamboo, electric. And then how often? Should you do it 2-3 times a day or once a day? She also taught me some other tips, caring for my teeth, and in a really nice manner. She didn't intimidate me. She was just really helpful. If I would have experienced this early on as a child, I definitely would have avoided all the damage that I'm currently correcting today. So I think visiting a dental hygienist is like having a facial for my mouth, especially for my teeth and gums. The experience is so pleasant from simply lying there. They give you choices. Do you want to listen to music with a headset or watch TV overhead? You know, they got TVs right in front of your face with multiple channels. And I love how my teeth feel and look afterwards. They feel so smooth, you know, and they're sparkling. So what really does a hygienist do? Dental hygienists show children and adults how to look after their gums and teeth, while carrying out procedures which will deeply clean and protect the teeth and gums. The main priority for a dental hygienist is to save our teeth and keeping our teeth and gums healthy. You can't have healthy teeth without healthy gums. And that, I think, the dental hygienist really helps with. And that's where they get really deep. And sometimes bacteria gets trapped under the gum line, and then you can get cavities in your gum line. And if it gets too bad, that's when you have to get a crown. Yeah, and those cost a lot. And the ADA, or American Dental Association, recommends to visit a dental hygienist at least twice a year, even if your oral hygiene is ideal, because visiting a hygienist can go deeper. And like I mentioned, you know, about the gums, it can go deeper and get off this plaque that's built up on the teeth. And dental plaque is a sticky bacteria that builds up on our teeth, which starts forming around 4 to 12 hours after we brush. But consider plaque to be our mouth's number one enemy, because it accumulates on our teeth and produces acids that attacks our tooth enamel. And that's what causes the cavities. And it also causes gum disease, which can lead to tooth loss. So when you get pockets, I don't know if I've heard that you have pockets, but if you have deep pockets, it's like it gets loose. And when your gums are loose, because more and more bacteria gets down in the root, and then you lose your teeth. Yeah, you don't want to lose your teeth. Implants are twice as expensive as a crown. And hygienists can also remove stains from most food and drinks, giving your teeth more of that pearly white appearance. But there are some stains that they can't really remove, and that is something caused from antibiotics when you were a child prior to your permanent teeth coming in. There are some interesting new facts about that, which I'm going to cover in the next blog. It can have a lot to do with your gut health. But anyway, stay tuned for the next blog post. But their focus is to always prevent future decay, which no one wants. So you want to make sure that your dental hygienist is like a Nazi about cleaning your teeth, you know? Those are the good ones. Yeah. So fortunately, when you have your teeth cleaned twice a year, it's really important to stick with twice a year. You're not just taking care of your teeth, but your overall health too. So if you want to prevent health problems, especially how you're functioning mentally and your overall well-being, get it done twice a year. It's painless and it doesn't take much time. Again, it's great for your overall health and can save you money. That's why I call it a facial for my mouth. And another good news is that dental cleanings are paid for by many insurance providers, because insurance companies know that good dental hygiene costs them less in overall health costs over time. Because oral hygiene, you don't need extra dental work done that costs a lot of money. Even repairing cavities can cost a couple hundred dollars. Not to mention a crown, the going rate's around $1,700 on up. Yeah. So even with insurance, that can be really expensive. So if your insurance company pays for else, there's no excuses for not going. Get it done. Go for it. Experience a facial for your mouth. And also, they give you a blanket if you want one. So you get really cozy. It really does feel like a facial experience. In fact, when I did skincare at the spa, the tables that I used were kind of similar to the dental chairs, because I like to kind of position them to lie back, so it was easier for me to work on their face. And it's the same way when you get your teeth cleaned. It's really a wonderful experience. But my question to you, are you actively aware of the importance of how your mouth overall affects your health connection, you know? Or are you avoiding your dental health and avoiding your general health because it costs too much, right? I mean, Let's face it, we're all financially challenged these days. Maybe you do or you don't have insurance. I didn't, you know. I mean, I couldn't afford insurance. You have to pay for it every month. So I went out looking for another option. In my previous blog post, I shared what that option is. And you pay a very small amount up front, and that's it. No monthly extra costs, and they can save you up to 60% in costs. And there's no limit. So if you're in an emergency situation, like I was, I needed emergency crown redos and one repair. If I would have had to get insurance, first of all, I'd have to wait 3 months. And then also they only covered maybe a portion of it about once a year. And then you have a deductible. Well, with this dental discount plan, there's no deductible, there's no cap, and there's no waiting period. And you pay a very small amount up front. Like right now, they're running a 20% discount off their fee. I signed up in July and they were having a 4th of July savings and it was 20% off. So I signed up right away and I just got the bare bones because I just needed dental work. Cost me $118. That was it. And then they paid 50% of my emergency crowns that I needed done. 50%. No waiting period. They're awesome. So I listed the link on the show notes, or you can give them a call at 1-833-430-0042. That's 833-430-0042. It's free. They're very friendly, and they have tons of options to choose from. So if you don't want the dental discount plan, or maybe you're looking for something else for your whole family, maybe you need eye care, maybe you need they also offer chiropractic and naturopathic, so you can kind of design your own. And so they're super helpful. I don't sell this plan. I just refer it out. So I can't go into a lot of details because I don't know all those details. But if you call them, they can tell you. Another cool quote from a lady named Rashida Jones, who's an actress. She says, smiling is definitely one of the best beauty remedies. You know, when you smile, it also strengthens your facial muscles. So for those of us, you know, concerned about that, maybe you're over 35, smiling, that tones up your face. She said, if you have a good sense of humor and a good approach to life, that's beautiful. So I'll read that again. Smiling is definitely one of the best beauty remedies. If you have a good sense of humor and a good approach to life, that's beautiful. And that was from Rashida Jones. So in closing, every challenge we encounter in life is like a fork in the road, okay? We have a choice which way we want to go. Are we going to give up, go backward, or freeze up, freak out? Do you want to have a breakthrough? Well, you can. We can find what we want. It simply takes action and to never give up. To me, this is the art of living well. Yeah, when you have that courage to face your challenges and seek out options and solutions, we deserve it. Hey, thanks so much for visiting today. Take good care of you and your loved ones. Having the best health is worth pursuing. And we deserve the best, don't we? And your family. Please like and subscribe for tips and special offers. Please share this blog and podcast to others. We really appreciate it. Thanks again. Until next time.